Now, what do shaving off whiskers and recovery from a stroke have in common? They might seem quite disparate, but actually there is a connection. Now, strokes occur when the blood supply to the brain is interrupted, and this destroys the affected nerve cells, and it robs the victim of the function of the affected brain area. But it is possible to achieve some degree of recovery, and you can do that by encouraging other nearby healthy or surviving parts of the brain to rewire themselves and take over from the damaged area. Now, working with mice, Washington University neurologist Jinmu Lee has found that this can be promoted by temporarily depriving a patch of brain tissue near to a stroke-affected area of its normal sensory inputs, and he does this by shaving off a mouse's whiskers. Now, this encourages, he says, the rewiring process, and it results in a faster and better stroke recovery.
The brain has a remarkable ability to change its wiring, and we call this plasticity. So there are areas of the brain that can change their connections and thereby alter the functional anatomy of the brain. We did a series of experiments in mice where we caused strokes right over a region of the brain responsible for the use of one of the forepaws. And then we watched these mice over time to see how they would recover. Now, in mice that had the stroke, that forepaw function disappeared. However, over a course of about 8 weeks, it slowly reappeared, and that was associated with improvement in the use of that forepaw.
Right, so you see the mice that have this injury regain some function, and the brain begins to respond to when that forepaw is moving, showing that there is an area of the brain controlling that part of the body. What did you do next in order to explore how to get that to be better?
What we set out to do was to see if we could enhance that plasticity, enhance a part of the brain so that it could be more receptive to this process of rewiring. And so we took advantage of a maneuver that we have known helps to make a part of the brain more plastic. That maneuver was sensory deprivation. And in the case of the mice, in order to induce sensory deprivation in a region right next to the stroke, what we did was we shaved whiskers on one side of the mouse's face. The part of the brain that responds to whisker stimulation is right next to the part of the brain that responds to the forepaw stimulation. And so what we found was that in the mice where we trimmed the whiskers, there was a more rapid reappearance of the sensory map from the forepaw into that whisker region, and that this more rapid remapping was associated with a accelerated recovery of the function of that forepaw. Now, the other very interesting part of this is the area of remapping was redirected. The mice that had the whisker trim, the remapping happened in that region that was vacated, so to speak, by trimming the whiskers.
What do you think is going on? Do you think that there are new connections growing between the area that would have brought in the information about the paw and connected it to the paw part of the brain, and they now branch out and connect to the whisker area of the brain that you've deprived of its input? Or do you think that there were always some connections there, but they were a bit weaker and they become much stronger because of depriving the whisker area of whisker input?
That's a fantastic question, and it's exactly the next question we want to ask. So whether there are pre-existing weak connections that then become strengthened, or whether there are new branches of neurons that then connect to this region, that's a very important question, because if one wants to develop targets for drug development, understanding that will be very important.
Does this not, to a certain extent, fly in the face of what we're doing for stroke patients at the moment? Because when someone has an injury, then what generally happens is we give them intensive physiotherapy and we try to get them moving around and we try to regain some of the lost movement via stimulus. Should we not instead be considering, therefore, depriving certain bits of the brain of input in order to encourage the very thing you've seen in your mice to happen in human patients?
Yeah, I think it might need to be both of those. So we know that a recovery is stimulated by active use of the area of deficit. So for example, if you have a weak arm, recovery is really stimulated by using that weak arm over and over. What our study adds to this is that perhaps what we need to do is also deprive an adjacent region of the brain to allow for the remapping to happen into that deprived area. One might imagine that there would be simple maneuvers that one can do. One might be immobilization of part of a limb, which might be representing a part of the brain adjacent to where the stroke occurred. Another possibility would be to temporarily immobilize specific muscles using drugs like Botox. But of course, it needs many steps along the way before we get to the clinical studies.
That was Jin Mu Lee, and that work was just published in the Science Translational Medicine Journal.
We wouldn't, however, recommend anyone who has had a stroke considering shaving asymmetrically at this stage. It is early days.